Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
Hi.
Hi. Day 10?
Day 10. Double digits.
Boom.
We're in double digits.
Oh my gosh, I all of a sudden had a flood of like, no, it's going too fast. It always starts out feeling slow, and then it starts speeding up. It's starting. It also is because I'm in one of my favorite places in the world.
So yeah.
There you go.
Where are we?
Lyons, Colorado.
Lyons, Colorado.
It's a great little town and incredibly beautiful.
This is a campsite that we have been to
a few different times.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a longtime listener, you've heard us talk about it before, but it is
just strikingly beautiful.
Absolutely.
Just like jaw-dropping.
Breathtaking.
Just gorgeous.
And the thing that is so interesting about it, I realized today, is as a campsite, we're just in a parking lot.
I know. We're like literally
gravel
in a parking lot.
There's not even, you don't even get a picnic table.
You don't get a bench. There's like no shade at
and
all.
Yet, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter because you're right next to a park that is just such a beautiful park.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful river that runs through it, which people enter to in, and our teen loves to do that. So we didn't do it today because we got in kind of later in the day and stuff. So we're, you know, he's already talking about getting his tube pumped up tomorrow morning and heading out. But yeah, I mean, it's just an incredible park.
It's in a like a box canyon.
Yeah.
And there's just these striking cliffs heading up. But the park as a whole, it's just got three different playgrounds and a splash pad
that
the little one was playing on.
There's a little
massively
kid creek that they made, a little offshoot that kids can jump around and splash in because the main river is too fast moving for little kids. So it's a place for the little guys to go and splash around and have fun. There's even like a zip line swing thing that's there.
Yeah.
Our little guy was like all ready to do that today. And I was like, he's very brave.
He is very
braver than me for sure. Cause I'm like, maybe not.
But yeah, so we are here now for 10 days, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited about just being in one spot for a bit.
I'm really excited to not have to pack up and do all of the stuff that needs to happen to move this trailer and not have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like just,
or the next day or the next day.
Yeah. For many days. You know,
we have, we kind of picked up spaces as they opened up here.
Yeah.
And so we have to move twice literally, we're
door.
In spot six. Then we moved to spot three. Then we moved to spot five. So
right, which is not a big deal. I mean,
no.
it's a bit of a pain because they're all back up, but
yeah, you still need to pack up. You know,
yeah, you still need to pack everything up.
You don't really
up,
need to put things away all that well because you're just driving about 2 miles
probably
an hour forward.
Probably can leave stuff in the fridge.
Yeah,
and all that.
Definitely leave stuff in the fridge.
Yeah.
But that's still even a few days away. You know, and it is. Exceedingly hot.
It's
right now.
It's so hot.
It's like
here.
95 today. It's supposed to be even warmer tomorrow.
And the Colorado sun is something else. I mean, it's just
forgot.
You just feel yourself getting cooked.
I forgot how
and
intense the sun is.
I am
here.
Like really aware of it at all times because I grew up just being in the sun too much and have quite a bit of skin damage from it. And, so I'm like constantly putting on sunscreen. In fact, the teen was like, I think you just did that. Like, so I was putting it on I was out with the kids in the park for a good chunk of the day. And like, I just kept putting more sunscreen on. And then finally I had to come back to the trailer because I just had to get shirts for people. I was like, we can't be out in this. You know, sunscreen only does so much.
Yeah.
It really does. And I have like the 100 proof one, but I'm like, this is not 100 proof.
No, it's just hot.
It's
having been out doing the hitch up to move this morning and then doing all the unhitching work today. It's just brutal.
It's
when
very,
you're
very, very hot
out on the, you know, gravel, or the campsite we were on today is asphalt, and it's just like the heat, it's concrete, yeah, the heat just coming up from it. And
yeah, we did go stick our feet in the river, which felt good. So good.
Felt really good. But yeah, the next few days are going to be hot.
Yeah.
And
kind of oppressively hot.
Yeah, the thing that is, you know, the trailer has an AC and all of that, but I would say once the temperature creeps up above 90,
once it gets close to 100, it can't.
Yeah,
do it.
So you kind of have to start sending the AC to one half of the trailer or the other, and venting out the other half.
The newer models
have two ACs.
Have two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ours does great, except for when it starts getting up in the 90s, then it's just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's trying as hard as it can.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a big metal box and brutal sun and heat, so.
And there's no shade.
Yeah, we'll be doing some heat management, and I'll be working some of these days.
Right.
So.
Yeah, in fact, you worked today.
I did work today, and here is a thing. So we are in this, Lyons, Colorado is a small mountain town.
It's a small town, just inside the foothills.
Yeah, it's just
barely
in the foothills.
It's
right at the edge of the highway that you would take to get to Rocky Mountain National Park,
right,
and Estes Park, which is a big
Park. So it's like northwest of Boulder.
So it's a, you know, it's kind of town that I would usually refer to as like a fudge shoppy town.
Well,
you know,
and that's
like,
in fact what it used to be. It's like when we would go up to Rocky Mountain National Park and Estes Park, we would always stop, and there was a little ice cream place on the corner, which is since closed, but we would always stop and get ice cream as we were going along.
And
I feel like it's definitely grown more into its own town now.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have camped here with the trailer the two times we've been out, so 2 years ago and 3 years ago. And connectivity has always been okay here. Mm-hmm. Our phones have always worked and have always had some level of data. And there's always been a public Wi-Fi that was very weak.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pay
like
day rate to get
an
amount that I could do work on. Well,
yeah.
Times have changed.
Times have changed in Lyons.
Because our cell phones,
even in the last 2 years,
are getting faster speeds down than we get in Chicago.
Yeah.
Getting 100 megs down. It's getting 10 megs up. Like, it's wild. And then they have an open, free, public Wi-Fi that I did a 2-hour-long Zoom call for work
today
on.
And it was okay for
all
of it?
On the public Wi-Fi, and it was solid.
Wow.
My boss's Wi-Fi was going out constantly. But, you know, it's just, blows my mind, honestly, like that we can be in a place this beautiful and the connections are as rock solid as anything. The cell phone, you know, last week I was war driving all over Iowa City trying to find a strong enough cell signal.
Yeah, we didn't have anything at the campsite.
Well, and even in downtown Iowa City was spotty. The cell signal is 10 times stronger. It's 10 times better than anything I found in Iowa City.
Well, Lyons has gotten extremely expensive.
Has. Yeah.
So with that comes, you know,
demands,
better functioning
internet
and whatnot. But
you would
like,
think a major university would have some suction with Verizon, but
you would think. But yeah, it is pretty wild here. I'm like,
idyllic mountain towns.
The fancy people.
Yeah.
They get the good internet. In fact, we have had, you know, we've stayed here before and in both of our previous seasons. And it's like the kind of thing where you drive in and there's a little booth, like in most campgrounds. Definitely like state parks, like the little like toll booth looking thing that you go up and check in. Nobody was in the booth, but we weren't expecting anyone because we've never seen anyone in there, right?
So the first year there wasn't even a booth.
The first year there was a folding table
a very like mountain woman.
A very
you
confused
know, yeah,
mountain woman
who was
just
like,
didn't
what
seem
are you
to
doing?
know what her job was.
Even though she was sitting at the folding table.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. Maybe she just wanted some shade and wandered up. I don't know.
And then there was a booth, but no one was ever in the booth.
Right. And so we never expected anyone to be in the booth. So when we drove up, we're like, oh, of course nobody's in the booth.
Yeah.
And we start to back in, and there's not one, but two campground hosts. And you know what? There's only like 10 spots here or something. I don't know. Are there more?
I think there's 16.
16. Okay. Not many. It's
two campground hosts for 16 spots is wild.
And they're both like out.
Zipping around in golf carts.
And the one guy zips right over.
They have matching blue vests.
Yeah. And he's like watching me back up, which, okay, that's like my least favorite thing. Yeah. Where people just sit there and watch me. I'm like, you know what? Just stop it. It's hard enough. But you can't do anything about it. So he's just like sitting there watching me. And then we get in and he comes over and he's telling us, okay, you know, we get bears here and rattlesnakes. And
yeah, he's got like a whole spiel.
Like the rule, he goes into the spiel, right? And he's wearing his like vest and he's got, you know, his clipboard basically, and he's gave us a thing to hang in our car,
which has never happened.
And I just couldn't help but say, you know, tease him and joke around a little bit, like, you guys have gotten fancy, like, this is not how it used to be. And I mean, it's great because you feel like it's being run well and that people are in charge if you need something, but it's just also hilarious to me. And again, it's, you know, a sign of the changing little town of Lyons, which used to be a lot sleepier and a lot funkier.
A lot more just kind of anything goes.
It used to be much more of a mountain town vibe, and now it's more organized than that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was teasing him, and he was laughing, admitting that, yes, things have changed quite a bit.
They
it was
really
completely
have.
Different hosts than were here before.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ones before were like a completely different story.
I remember the first year, it was like a dude with a mullet and a dustache, like riding a BMX bike through the park every now and then.
That guy was so crabby. I just remembered, like, I tried to like flag him down and ask him a couple questions because we actually had something wrong at our site. I don't remember what it was, like the electrical or something wasn't working.
Yeah.
And it kept blowing fuses at the electrical box.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I think that's what it was. And so we were having all these problems. And especially here in the summer, you need that to work. You need your AC. And I was like, because there's a number. So I was like calling him and he wasn't answering. I mean, I try to be really respectful of the campground hosts.
Sure.
I never even go up to them unless there's a problem. But and I remember now, he was so crabby. Like, he was like pissed. And he just like had the off-duty thing on constantly.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I supposed to do here? And he was just like zipping around yelling at people. So yeah, things have changed.
Yeah, they really have.
And we were out in the park, you know, for the afternoon. And they were like zipping all over the park too. Like riding on the trails and stuff.
Talking to
people constantly. I'm like, these are the most involved campground hosts I have ever seen.
One of the things with his spiel, which is new this year, is the park closes at 8.
Right. That used to never happen.
And they pull a gate even to close it.
Did you hear him?
And they flush everyone out.
Getting people out.
Well, so me and the teen were walking the dog sometime a little after 8. And two of the campground hosts came
zipping around in their thing,
and they're like, "Are you guys walk-ins?" And we're "No, we're camping over there. We're in this spot." And they were like, "Okay, you're camping. Okay, you're good." Zipped off again.
Yeah, I mean, I heard them booting people out of the parking lot.
Yeah,
yeah, because there's like a public parking lot here too, since it's the city park, basically.
Right.
But, yeah, things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a giant influx of money, things change.
Yeah. One thing that hasn't changed is just how incredibly beautiful this place is.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And the other thing I love about it is, not the best thing, the best thing are the mountains around here. And just, like, they're just incredible. And the river. But, like, another thing I love is you feel like you're a million miles away, and then you walk out of the park. You can walk to, downtown is in very relative terms.
One block.
It's like, it's a couple blocks.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's one little main street, and there are a few little restaurants and shops and stuff. It's very cute. And there's a little grocery store,
yeah,
actually.
That grocery store
is really great. And anyway, there's every, you know, the basics of what you need. But it's like a block away. Like, you can walk there in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Because then we can just, like, walk, you know, let's walk downtown is like a 2-minute walk.
Totally.
It's great.
It is great. And we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, and one of my sisters came to visit, we should say that,
yeah.
Which was great. And that was super fun, and we walked around downtown.
Hit downtown Lions.
Hit it hard. got the world's largest ice creams.
There's a really good ice
There's
cream place.
There's a really good ice cream place called, like, the Dairy
like
Bar.
Like the Lions Dairy Bar or something. And it's in, yeah, a strip mall that otherwise is basically
like
all dispensaries,
yeah,
two right next to each other.
I know, they're like dueling dispensaries.
Yeah. And I then think. A like a metaphysical,
some groovy new agey thing.
Yeah, but yeah. And this ice cream place, and we were eating, and they had like some tables set up in the shade. Thankfully, we were eating our ice cream, and so first of all, there used to only be one pot shop in that strip mall.
Right.
It's the same strip mall that in previous seasons, I've talked about the laundromat in Lions and how much I love it.
R.I.P. the laundromat.
And it is gone, and it is replaced by a second dispensary literally right next door to the first.
And it's not like those are the only dispensaries in this little tiny town. There
and
are
that
multiple
one,
other ones.
We're eating ice cream. We were right outside the former laundromat dispensary.
So sad.
And they had all these plants out front, like, you know, potted plants, and I was like, oh, it looks very ramshackle. The laundromat that was there was very ramshackle.
Yeah.
And this, they did not do any
They didn't do
any renovations,
no,
to the ramshackleness. In fact, all they did was just put a whole lot of plants in front, and I was like, well, this looks even more ramshackle. And then I realized they're all pot plants,
yeah,
just growing in pots outside. So
it's funny.
Yeah, it's a funny little town.
That's true. But they will scoop you an enormous...
Yeah.
I had one scoop of chocolate ice cream, and like the teen who was helping us, it was like 5 scoops.
Yeah, she
I appreciate it. Thank you, teen.
Yeah.
But like it was comically giant. So there you go. Good on a day when it was like 97 degrees.
That was a nice way to end it. And this is a nice way to end this.
Yep.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at Tin Can Evangeline on Instagram, or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see
you
on
the
road.